Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's your new head coach, Keith Joe Sacco.
There he is, the interim head coach, Joe Sacco.
He is the interim, I will say this.
From Medford.
From Medford, correct?
Medford's own Joe Sacco.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
BU as well?
Yes, that's right.
Pierre LeBrun did report this yesterday. He said Joe Sacco has the interim tag, but the Bruins will give him a real look before reaching out to any other candidates. Maybe, maybe not. My understanding is there won't be a coaching search for now. Sacco is well-liked and well-respected within the organization. He gets a first real crack at it.
All right.
So look, here's what I'd say about Joe Sacco.
All right, what would you say?
I have no idea if he's any good or not. He got fired in Colorado after 4 years, a decade plus ago. He was a Jack Adams finalist his first year. He did give that Avs team a shot in the arm.
So they missed the playoffs 3 straight years.
Right, but for his job right now.
But that also doesn't really matter, right?
What?
Like what he did years ago. Because like Cassidy was like a coach and then was
I agree,
like better.
But just like if we're going to evaluate what he did, his first year he got the most out of the team. So maybe he gives him a spark.
Yeah.
And for him to get the job long term, you have to spark the team. You have to wake them up.
Yeah.
So, okay. Maybe he does it. And if he does and they make the playoffs and they look okay and they're back where we expected them to be when they sign Lindholm and they sign Zadorov and he's getting more out of those players and you fix Jeremy Swayman and now you're in the postseason and maybe winning a round, all right, come talk to me about Joe Sacco and whether or not he's back. I don't rule that out. But if they miss the playoffs, he won't keep his job. Sweeney will probably be fired. Who knows about Cam Neely? And you're on to really resetting the organization in the offseason. That's what's facing the team, and that's when Don Sweeney said, it rests with me now. I think that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, I think the opportunity is there for him to
100%.
Stay. I mean, Claude Julien got fired in the season, and then Bruce Cassidy took over. They got a little bit of a spark, and then he was back. And I think had a pretty good run until he was gone. Now, but you're right. If they miss the playoffs, that would mean Sweeney is gone. And if Sweeney's gone, they're going to bring in somebody else to you know, obviously pick the players, but then the first job would be picking a new coach as well. So you'd have like a new tandem in charge next year.
Sacco is from Medford, as you just said. Can I just hear the beginning of this clip again? I want to hear, there's an interesting thing that goes on with people in the game of hockey and people who cover hockey. Let me just hear this.
I want to start out by saying.
Stop.
Out?
Was that an out?
He's not even Canadian.
This
from
is my
Medford.
Point.
He should have a Medford accent.
Let me hear that again.
I want to start out by saying.
Out?
You don't think so?
Kind of out.
One more time.
I want to start out by saying.
Out?
I think you're in the middle.
I mean, isn't it one of those things where you're around it enough, you pick up these tendencies?
Maybe. He's playing around too many Canadians. But
this
he played
is what
his whole career.
It's like the city over from Malden, and none of us sounded like that.
Yeah. No, nobody sounds like that.
Out? You don't say out, Billy?
Out.
No, no.
I thought you were going to say he sounds kind of hoarse, like Sweeney. Like they both sound like they've been screaming at people.
This is true.
Yeah.
You know, we both
he looks tired.
Yeah, we both have a scratchy throat, Keith. It's going around.
That's true. Got a little like a nagging cough.
So our good pal DJ Bean. This happens with him. He covered
starts
hockey long
Canadian.
Enough. Where, yeah, you start speaking Canadian. Exactly.
Yeah, he tries to fit in.
Is that like Madonna when she moved to England?
What was it?
Like Madonna.
Bingo.
When she moved to England.
Exactly.
Yeah, she married Guy Ritchie, and then she was like, "Oh, like dude, you're from Kentucky. You don't sound like that."
Keith, can you imagine the amount of scoops you'd have if you really went full?
Just I want to start up.
Canadian.
Just go real method.
Yeah, and you really leaned into it. Yeah.
Go real Canadian. Might work for
accent,
me.
Accent, nicknames.
Yeah.
A. You start mixing that in?
You run into the Mounties, A?
Imagine the amount of scoops you'd get then.
That's true.
It would really be embarrassing for everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, for instance, the people who cover the team for their... the people who cover the team for their jobs, you would imagine maybe they'd get a scoop like this. But no, it's not how it works on the Bruins. The way it works on the Bruins beat is Keith reports it, and then everybody else has to play catch-up.
Right.
That's the way it works.
No, then they just wait for the team to report it and be like, the team had it. Nobody else has ever had it but the team. Glad the team is here to report it. We can go on our business.
All right.
Thanks.
We knew it all along. We couldn't run with it. We knew it all along.
Yeah.
They usually have the update soon-ish is usually when
that's
they have it on that beat. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. You just got to wait for it. Soon-ish means ... after Keith.
Right.
So all your Bruins thoughts, you can mix them in. 617-779-7937. We're also talking Celtics. I want to get back to them. Tony's in Springfield. Hello, Tony.
Tony.
Hey, what's up, guys? Long time no talk. You said something that caught my attention. It was you know, you got to find things that motivate you throughout the year as the Celtics, you know, being so good. And it made me think, like, when these teams are so good, and I don't know if it goes all the way back to the 80s or 90s or whatever, when they're so good, it's the losses that motivate them, kind of. It's kind of like when they get their ass kicked, a slap in the face, that's when they're like, oh, my God, you know, and then they ramp up and then they get comfortable again. I don't know. I feel like it's the losses that motivate these teams. But ultimately, I don't think there's any team that's going to beat this team in a series.
Well, not in the East. Right. After watching Cleveland last night,
yeah,
and we already had a 5-game series going into last night, and I would be closer to 4 than 5 after watching last night. There's not a team that's beating them in the East.
No.
I personally still would fear the Knicks more than Cleveland, but is there a team out West that could knock them off? I still wouldn't wager on it, but I'd at least say maybe about that.
I mean, right now, the top 4 in the West are the Warriors, Thunder, Lakers, and Rockets.
Yeah, so the Warriors I would respect, the way they played.
Warriors in a series with Curry, yeah, you'd have to be a little bit.
That's scary.
Yeah, you'd have to.
I would pick the Celtics, but that's not a gimme.
No, it really isn't.
The whole East is a gimme.
And they might be in their heads a little bit, too.
Yeah.
You know, they beat them in the finals before. Wiggins and Draymond Green, like, they did a pretty good job against Tatum. So, yeah, the West would be tougher. I mean, the Thunder, if the Thunder get all the way to the finals, you know, that means they really put it together. Then you might have to take them seriously. I know they're really young. But
to me, I would still definitely pick the Celtics there. But OKC is very talented and feels like a team that you're going to have to deal with for a while.
But like, if you played,
but are they ready?
That's what I'm saying. Like, if the Celtics and the Thunder met each other in like the first round, hypothetically, like, or the whole reseed, you'd be like, oh, whatever, they haven't proven it yet. But if they got through Denver, Minnesota, and the Warriors, you'd be like, all right, well,
maybe
they kind of figured it out.
Maybe, but then they could be like you said this a couple of weeks ago. They could be like the 2022 Celtics, or they could be like the old Westbrook Durant OKC team that broke through but weren't ready.
Oh yeah, that's true. Then they're a little bit but this might be a little bit more of a gauntlet to get there.
That's true.
I figure
that's
Denver,
definitely true.
Denver is going to be fine. Denver is there. They'll be a tough out this year, I think, with Jokic. I don't know about the Suns and the Lakers. They're kind of like, they're in the same boat to me.
Phoenix and Minnesota, those would be interesting series against the Celtics. I pick the Celtics in all of them.
Yeah,
would you fear the Lakers at all?
No.
Okay, they're probably going to drop off. They're 10-4. They've won 6 in a row. Their scoring differential is very close. They'll probably drop off. Like, I acknowledge that.
And
But let's say it was LeBron in the finals. You don't fear that at all?
No.
No?
No. Not me. And if we're going to say Porzingis is out, I would say maybe Anthony Davis might be out as well.
Fair.
And then it would just be LeBron. And Bronny? You're afraid of Bronny?
I'm not afraid of Bronny, but I respect, unlike you, I don't love him either.
Although
but
I do like their first-round pick.
I respect LeBron. Oh, Connect was great last
year. Connect was awesome.
Yeah.
I like him. He was good for this draft anyway. No, I wouldn't be all that worried about LeBron. Plus, he's definitely going to fade by the end.
Yeah,
they're going to lose in the first round.
Look,
probably.
The Lakers are probably are probably going to drop off.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if you got if the same thing you said about OKC, if they're in the finals and now LeBron's standing on the other side from you,
no, he doesn't scare me as much as like Curry at this point of their careers.
Me either, but it's similar.
No,
Curry's scarier, but it's similar.
Yeah, but LeBron's got to get you with all these like two. He's not going to hit any threes. He's not going to hit his free throws. Just foul him. Like, he'll be fine.
I mean, I'm trying to talk ourselves into LeBron as a big threat to the Celtics, which really means they don't have a lot of big threats.
It might be Curry or like Jokic is the best player in the world. So if the Nuggets are healthy, if Jamal Murray is playing like he did 2 years ago when they won the whole thing, then maybe the Nuggets still. That's why I thought they were going to meet in the finals last year. Obviously, it didn't happen. So I would still hold out hope on the Nuggets. Like T-Wolves, I don't think so. Clippers, no.
Yeah,
like
definitely
it's
definitely not the Clippers.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So okay.
Dallas right now isn't even a playoff team.
Not scared. I'm not scared of Dallas
at all. No.
That team, I don't buy for 1 second.
No.
617-779-7937. I'll say this. The Jason Tatum we got last night, that was angry Jason Tatum.
Yep.
That is the Tatum I wanted against Golden State. That I wanted the way he did the F out of here to Niang. When Niang flopped, Tatum was right about that. Tatum does tons of crying and
Niang's
whining.
A little
official.
Bit of an instigator.
Okay, but Tatum was right on that. Niang flopped like he channeled his inner Marcus Smart and went flying 20 feet across the court. Okay?
Trying to make a play.
So Tatum was right. And the way Tatum like sneered at him and gave him the F out of here.
I don't think he respects George Niang.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
He shouldn't respect Steve Kerr either. He should have done that to Kerr.
Yeah.
Like the edge he played with last night. And you could tell he had the way he was shooting before
a little snarl.
Before the ball even went through the net, he had a little dance going. He did his little kiss. There was a little snarl to his game. That's the Tatum I wanted against Golden State. And why we didn't get it still bothers me. And when people say, well, he doesn't do that and he's not made up that way and he can't do that. Wrong. That was him last night. He can do it. He doesn't do it often, but he can. I still wanted it in the Golden State game. I still want more of that from Tatum.
Yeah.
And I don't think it's a coincidence he arguably played his best game of the year last night. I think it was his best game, better than the New York game.
Yeah.
He played his best game of the year when he did have a little, as you called it, snarl to his game.
A little snarl to his game. Yeah. And what's funny about the team, we keep like handicapping the Celtics and like looking forward, is they honestly, to win a title, they don't need Porzingis, and they probably don't need Tatum to play that way all the time.
No.
Now, you get into the Western, you get into the NBA Finals against all those teams we were just talking about, you're probably going to need that more than not. Like last year, you ran into a Dallas team that was not a great.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Team, they had two good players, but Tatum really didn't play great in the Eastern Conference Finals or the Finals, and you still won it. So it's like this team, as good as they are, they're better than everybody else, and then they have another level. Like they do have another gear,
right? But so I'll keep going, but so I have a counter for that.
So my point is just, you know, he can't play poorly, but he doesn't even have to play like that. And then when he does, I feel like they're pretty unbeatable. And I know you could argue like, oh, well, the Cavs came back. They actually made it a game. True, but they ultimately, you know, finished off the game and won.
So I have a counter to that.
Okay.
Number one, yes, the Celtics do have another gear, if you will, if they get a locked-in Tatum. The reason I think they need that, I personally think this, maybe I'll be wrong again, wouldn't be the first time. The reason I think they need that is because you would get, in theory, a healthy Cavs team in the playoffs this year, unlike the Cavs without Donovan Mitchell last year.
Yeah, I mean, that's a non-starter without Donovan Mitchell. But
right.
Yeah.
So, and that's what the Celtics had to go through.
But you just also, and I think in a way, kind of talked yourself out of the Cavs.
No, if Darius Garland's
their second best player, how worried are you about
Fine,
them?
But I think the Knicks are better.
Okay.
Philly's not a team to deal with.
No, I just think
you're not going to get, this will never happen again. You are not going to get three rounds in the East where every team is missing their best player. You're not going to get the Heat without Butler, the Pacers without Halliburton, the Cavs without Mitchell. And I know those guys didn't all miss all the games, but you understand the point.
No, I know. So they lost one game, right?
So, yes, the Celtics have more ceiling. Correct. The Celtics have more ceiling if Tatum plays better, but you're also going to need more ceiling because you're never going to have a path like that again. Ever.
True. But let's say
and you're not going to get a five-seed Dallas Mavericks in the finals either.
But let's say the East is 100% healthy, or everybody besides.
Yeah, the Celtics still beat everybody.
Yes. Yeah, but even then, I don't know how many, like, seven-game series I'm calling. You know, even if it's Donovan Mitchell and it's Jalen Brunson and it's Tyrese Halliburton.
Well, but are you picturing Tatum with a broken shot like last year? Because that's what I'm saying.
No,
that's why
not.
You need the extra Tatum.
Well, that's the other part of it, too, is not only did you not get the extra Tatum, he was worse than he was in the regular season. Like, a lot of great players take what they did in the regular season and then they're better in the playoffs, right? Tatum wasn't. Tatum was, like, a first-team All-NBA. Not MVP candidate, but first-team All-NBA. And then he shot, what was it, like 8% worse from three or something like that in the whole postseason run? So it's like he didn't even maintain what he was in the regular season. He actually got a little bit worse, and then they still won.
Keith, I think we missed something in that last call.
What did we miss?
Tony in Springfield, is that who just called in? Was Tony in Springfield the big head joke guy?
Was it?
When he said long time no talk, was that the big head guy? Because
somebody just
texted 37937. Guys, I meant to tell you my new big head jokes.
So as a guy that's lived his entire life with an abnormally large head, I got to say, you know, I got a few quick one-liners.
Yep.
You know, my nickname growing up was Bobblehead.
Okay.
So so anyways, head so big they cut his hair from the second floor.
Yep.
Got a before head, a forehead, and an after head.
Okay.
Some people might call me a sniper's dream, because
Jesus,
brain freeze causes an avalanche. So thoughtful. I'm so thoughtful that I remember tomorrow.
Yep.
I get charged twice for haircuts.
Yep. Sure. Two haircut foreheads.
And I had a boss one time. He said, if he had to choose between $10,000 or my head full of pennies, he wasn't sure which one he would pick. And
your boss?
Instead of a frontal lobe,
yeah,
It's called a frontal globe.
Yeah. Sure.
And as a baby,
okay.
My mother told me as a baby my head was so big that they did science experiments. Thanks for taking my
call. You, Tony.
Was that him?
Tony,
it was. Nick,
hey,
that was
what's
him.
What's up, guys? Long time no talk.
That's him.
I didn't understand what he said.
He texted
long time
in
no
more
talk.
Jokes.
Yeah, he did. So I just underrated part of that boss joke is when he goes. He wasn't sure which one he did. He didn't say which one he'd take. He said, I wasn't sure.
No, that's a good part
of
the joke.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You got more from Tony on the text line?
Yeah, he said, head so big, Han Solo would fly into your ear. You have to step into your T-shirts.
Uh-huh.
And when it rains, your body doesn't get wet.
I would say those were worth leaving on the cutting room floor the first time. But Tony, you know what? Tony, next time... We're gonna remember it was Tony in spring. That's on me. I'll wear that one. That's on me. He even said, guys, long time no talk.
Hey, what's up, guys? Long time no talk.
Meant nothing to me. I just blew right past it.
I was like, all right, dude.
That's on me.
No, he's great.
More
he's
ear
in
jokes.
We throw him in the Wall of Fame.
Or more big
Jones Keep Wall of Fame?
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Yeah. We got a big spot for him. Just his giant head.
I do kind of like you have to step into your T-shirts.
That's pretty good, yeah.
Can't jam it through the neck hole there, yeah.
No, it wouldn't work.
No.
Wouldn't work at all.
Wouldn't be the way you would do that.
Yeah, it's not bad.
It's a good recurring bit.
Thank you. If you want, once a week calls in with some big head jokes and just gets off, that's it.
Yeah, that's kind of your thing. That's
solid.
That'll work.
Solid.
617-779-7937. So shame on me for not picking up on that. No, the angry Tatum thing, though, I do like. Does he have a chance? I heard Mego talking about this morning on the Greg Hill Show. If you missed any of that, Odyssey app, AUDACY. Get it on your phone, free, easy. Take it with you wherever you go. You think Tatum has a chance at MVP this year?
I kind of do, actually. Going into the year, I said no.
Is it a team thing or is it the way he's playing?
No, I think he has a chance because of the way he's playing. He's currently, and it really is a scorer's award, I mean, unless you're Jokic and you're averaging a triple-double type of thing, but he's currently third in the league in points per game. He's averaging just under 30 points per game, and you know he's rebounding pretty well. His assists are solid, so I think he does have a chance. I think voters will penalize him for being on such a good team and be like, oh, like the team would still be pretty good without him. But if they can... finish with the best record again and have it by like a handful of games, I think you might have a chance because it's going to come down to Giannis and Jokic again. And do voters get a little fatigued by those guys? And they're like, let's give it to Tatum. Like the guy won a title and he's coming back this year and put up the numbers that he is.
Here's what he has going for him. The NBA is like a wait your turn kind of league.
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, for sure.
And so he's going to win one. Based on the way the league works in the hierarchy, traditionally, I'm not saying there's no exceptions to the rule, but based on the league and the hierarchy, he's going to win one before Anthony Edwards. He's going to win one before SGA.
Yes.
Like people are like, oh, those guys bypassed him. They jumped in front of him. Mm. No, that's not generally how the MVP vote works. So again, that's not tried and true. It's not 100%, but largely he's the next guy. He just won. He's been waiting for it. And this might be the year to get it, but he's got to play like last night.
Yeah,
you know he can't have these games where he's floating through or a game where he shows up for one quarter like Golden State. He needs to play like last night. If he does, I also think he has a chance to win the MVP.
I do. Like going into the year, I would have said no, but what he's done so far is so last year first team All NBA, like he has been right for a while, and right now his points per game up from last year, rebounds are the same, assists are up. And field goal percentage is up. Three-point percentage is up. So he's shooting it better this year. 15 games in, so a lot can change. But if he has similar stats the rest of the way and the Celtics have the best record, then I think he does have a chance to win it.
Okay. We've been talking Celtics and Bruins all day long. 617-779-7937. Ed's in the car on Jim Montgomery. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, I understand that... the Bruins were going to sign him to an extension. Why didn't that ever happen before
Because it's a lie.
Before the season started.
I don't think they really wanted
it. Because it wasn't a real thing. Because Sweeney is making too big of that after the fact. That's not real. That was never real.
Is it true that Patrice Bergeron's going to come aboard at the end of the year?
No, I don't think so.
Not that I know of.
Well, I mean, look, I have no idea.
Keith, I've not heard that yet.
The scoops guy.
I've not heard
you
that.
You haven't heard that?
No.
Hey, it's Greg.
Okay, so Greg's been saying that. Like, I wouldn't want that. Let me rephrase. I have no idea if that's going to happen or not. You want Patrice Bergeron as the head coach? I sure don't.
No. No, I'm good on that.
Good.
Real quick, the NBA does their MVP ladder.
Oh, yeah, hit me with
people. So this was updated a few days ago, so I don't think it doesn't even include last night's great game. Jokic number one, Tatum number two.
Okay, wow, that's better than I would have thought.
Yeah. And then Durant, SGA, Anthony Davis, top five. And then the next, Curry, Giannis.
Did Davis Luka. Has won one, right?
No. Donovan Mitchell was ninth, and LeBron was 10th. Jaylen Brown, 11th. What about that? Actually, I don't know if he was 11th. That's alphabetical. But, yeah, Tatum already number two. And so, I mean, Jokic is still insane. Jokic is averaging a triple-double again. He's putting up these crazy numbers. But at some point, if the Celtics have a much, much better record than Denver, I don't know, that might sway some voters.
No, I agree with that. Anthony Davis, all-star game MVP, Keith. And also finished third his next to last year in New Orleans. 617-779-7937. More of your phone calls coming up. You can jump in line for WEEI Afternoons. Busy day for them. They got Adam Schefter at 3:45. They got Brian Scalabrine. You were taking in the Scal broadcast last night. I was watching on TNT.
I did watch that. I sure
How's
did.
That?
I watched it.
So that's Scal at 4 o'clock. Again, Adam Schefter at 3:45 on WEEI Afternoons. They come your way at 2 o'clock. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.